Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why SurfPro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call SurfPro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and
welcome
operated.
Into the Surf Pro Coaches Show here on Breezy 101 as we have just a few minutes to sit down and speak with Kosciuszko head football coach Casey Orr. And coach, we'll go back and recap that game against Choctaw County. It was an exciting 24-21 contest there. What'd you think about the way your team played against the Chargers?
I thought we played well. I thought I liked the energy and the passion that the guys played with. I thought they played with a lot of effort, you know, and that was an improvement from the week before against Lewisburg. That was something we had preached during the week, and I thought you saw that translate on the field. You know, we would have liked to have put that game away and not have it be so close at the end. We weren't able to do that, though, and sometimes it's just that way. But do like the way our guys responded defensively and made a big stop late in that ball game to win a close one.
One of those guys on defense we named the Autumn Ridge General Player of the Game. That was Jaquavius Pacer. He was charged with guarding talented Cunningham for a little while there before he goes out with an injury. He has a pick six. He tips another pass that gets intercepted. I think that he ended up getting that final tackle on that drive. So what can you say about the way he played last Friday?
Well, Jaquavius Pace is a kid that has really improved in his time with us. You know, I got him as a ninth grader and was a kid that kind of had to work his way on the field, worked real hard in the weight room and throughout the summer to become a really good corner for us. I was just excited to see him make that play because I know how hard he's worked to be in that position. But you hit the nail on the head. The kid did an excellent job with the Cunningham receiver for Choctaw County. And then the big play was the speed option, you know, right there at the end of the ballgame, 4th and 5, and he comes up and makes a great open field tackle. So can't brag enough on Pace for the job that he did.
This week we're going back on the road. Been road warriors all year long, and going to go down Highway 35 to Forest to take on the Bearcats. It's a team that see on occasion, you know, close by. Real quickly, we'll talk about that team, and what do you know about Forest and expect out of the game this week?
Well, Forest is 2-2 on the year, and coming off a loss to Northeast Lauderdale, but they are a team that is very fast. They're a big team. They're very good offensively. I think they're averaging right at 35 points a game. So we'll be a test for our defense. They are a run-first football team. I think breaking it down, they were like 80%, 20% run to pass. So they do like to run the football. Got a couple good backs that can really run. We're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have to get to the football and going to have to control the line of scrimmage. And which has been the case pretty much all year. We're going to be undersized up front compared to what they are, but our D-line has done a good job all year, and they're going to have to continue to do so.
It's the Whippets versus the Bearcats tomorrow night here on Breezy 101. Coach, well, we thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Join us again next week for the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.